Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Democrat Party is officially eating its own. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, the guy who flipped a GOP Senate seat back in 2022 and became a progressive hero, is now public enemy number one within his own party. And top Democrats are already scheming to take him down in 2028. Why? Because he committed the unpardonable sin. He exposed his own party live on stage, and now the party of tolerance can't tolerate him anymore. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age. It's happening all over the world precisely because of you. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Last night at News Nation Town Hall at the Kennedy Center, political commentator Bill O'Reilly confronted Senator John Fetterman with a burning question everyone has been asking.
Why are you a Democrat, though? And I don't say that being a wise guy. You support Israel, correct?
Yeah, well, okay. I do, and that's been isolating too.
All right, but look, you support Israel, and the progressives don't, generally speaking. You are for a very rigorous defense against Putin in Ukraine, correct? You want to stop him? Right.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I would fully support. In fact, I just on social media encouraged President Trump to provide tomahawks to the Ukrainians.
Okay.
I mean, it's like he is probably the only person in the world that could end this terrible war. And I think why can't we all agree that's necessary?
You're not a wild spender. You want to get the debt under control. So why are you Democrat?
Your party is
against you on all three of those issues.
Well, I mean, a lot of the things that maybe I really believe in calling balls and strikes, and I think I want to follow the truths.
You know, and why aren't you an independent then?
Well, I mean, those are some independent thoughts, but overall, I mean, you have to pick one side, Republican,
why?
Democrat. That's always been my party. And
Bill,
let me just say, it's like I'm the only Democrat in my family. I grew up in a conservative part of Pennsylvania, and now I grew up and I know and I love people that voted for President Trump, but they are not fascists. They're not Nazis. They're not trying to destroy the Constitution and those things. And that's part of another thing. I refuse to call people Nazis or fascists, or I would never compare anybody to Hitler and those things.
So while the Democrat Party has spent years demonizing half the country's Nazis and fascists, John Fetterman, to his credit, stood up at the Kennedy Center and dropped a truth bomb that sent shockwaves through the Democrat establishment. I will not join you. I will not do this. And you just heard he is explicitly pinning the blame of this government shutdown on Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, which he, again, in fairness, he has consistently been doing for the last 3 weeks. And he went on to warn that the extreme rhetoric coming from his own party leads to the very kind of political violence that we all witnessed to our horror a mere month ago on a Utah campus. So remember, Fetterman is from the same state where Trump was shot in the face last year, right? Butler, PA. Fetterman hasn't forgotten, even if the rest of his party has. Now, what's so interesting in all of this is that Fetterman was actually responding to something there. He was responding to an utterly disgraceful CNN segment where Democrat commentator Keith Boykin went on to, he went on just this racist rant claiming that the Republican Party's embrace, the Republicans are just, they've embraced Nazism and anti-Semitism and homophobia and transphobia and sexism, you know, all the stupid, tired, mindless hate speech, literal hate speech spewed out by Democrat demons in their forked tongues every single day. This is the kind of venomous bile that the Democrat Party has normalized. And Fetterman was asked to comment on that. And, you know, he's the only Democrat with the courage to call it out. However, as I'm sure you all know, his truth-telling does come at a very steep price. According to Axios, Pennsylvania's Democrat power brokers are already plotting Fetterman's ouster in a 2028 primary challenge. As far as they're concerned, he publicly renounced his party on that stage. Fetterman declared he is emphatically not one of them, which he's not. In fairness, they're right. In the end, he is not. Yes, I know he votes with the Democrats the vast majority of the time. Yes, I know that. But that's caucus voting, gang. Congressmen don't vote on principle. They don't vote their conscience. They're team players. It's called a governing coalition. You don't vote your... I'm sorry to burst an idealistic bubble there. Republicans caucus, Democrats caucus, right?
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
If Fetterman officially switched to the Republicans, he would be voting with the GOP the vast majority of the time. That's how it works. So the Democrats recognize that this guy has officially left the plantation. He is not one of them. He refuses to bend the knee to their growing radicalism. And so it's being widely reported as of this morning, after Democrat operatives heard what you just heard from live on that stage, they are preparing to take him out. His fellow Pennsylvania Democrat, Brendan Boyle, is openly calling Fetterman Trump's favorite Democrat and accusing him of going to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. But the irony here is that it is Boyle who's really objectively kissing a ring here. and you won't believe whose. Every week, like clockwork, I show up for the Courageous Patriot Club family. On Monday nights, we gather for an hour of real talk, live, uncensored Q&A, the stuff I can't say anywhere else, and even some spontaneous giveaways. You get the inside scoop, and you're heard. Then on Thursdays, it's Turley Walks. 10 to 15 minutes of me sharing thoughts wherever I happen to be. No filters, no notes. It's personal, it's honest, and it's a community for courageous patriots like you. Now, if you're ready to thrive in truth, in fellowship, and in freedom, come join us for as low as $10 per month. Visit turley.pub/club or scan the QR code and sign up today. The sad reality is that Fetterman's approval rating among Democrats has cratered. There's no way around that. I mean, it's absolutely imploded. It's gone from 80% last year to just 33% today, with 54% of Pennsylvania Democrats now disapproving of his job performance. By contrast, Fetterman has a 62% approval among Republicans in his state. So he's popular with the people, but he's being punished by the party bosses for refusing to toe the line. And again, if you think it through, what exactly has Fetterman done to earn that wrath? Well, he's been a staunch supporter of Israel, displaying hostage posters outside his Senate office for 2 years until every hostage came home. He's refused to join Chuck Schumer's obstructionist games to keep the government shut down. He's been one of only two Democrats consistently voting to reopen the government. And he's called for lowering the temperature and ending the toxic rhetoric that's tearing the country apart. You know, these are the things he was talking about from the stage last night. But I got to say, I think what's really getting Fetterman excommunicated from his party is that he is openly admitting that this is Schumer's shutdown. He is openly admitting that his party is the one that has shut down the government. They're the ones making the $1.5 trillion demand that involves funding the health care of illegal migrants. And I think that is the real reason he's being eliminated here, which frankly means then, if you think it through, that his ouster from the Democrat Party is a further admission. It is an admission that the Democrats are dying. They are dying as a viable political party. And the key to that admission is that dying political parties inexorably embrace their most radical wing. That's the ring that this lunatic leftist Pennsylvania Democrat who hates Fetterman's accusing him of kissing Trump's ring. That's the radical ring he's kissing. That guy is kissing AOC's ring. That guy is kissing Mamdani's ring. That guy is kissing Jasmine Crockett's ring. Dying political parties inevitably embrace the most radical wing of their party because they're the only ones who continue to give the party the time of day. Everyone else is like, you guys are nuts. We don't have anything to do with you. So it's only the most rabid, radical members that are still there and increasingly calling the shots. So we can see that the Democrats are obviously done trying to reach out to the middle, as it were. They've given up trying to reach the undecided voter or someone on the fence. Now it's just the most radical red meat for the most rabid supporters. And they're doubling down on the Nazi rhetoric and the fascist rhetoric and the Hitler rhetoric. And anyone who doesn't kiss that ring is politically ostracized by definition. And that is exactly what John Fetterman is finding out. So the question remains, John, why are you still a Democrat? You're not going to win re-election in 2028 with a 30% approval among Pennsylvania Democrats. It just ain't going to happen. You're not going to make it to the general. You're going to get primaried out. You're not going to win re-election, but you will as a Republican. It's time to jump ship. It's time to join the party of sanity. Precisely, John, where you belong.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.